Right now, speaking of questions, we're going to be doing a Q&A, just asking these guys a little bit about their trip, a couple of softballs, and a couple of hard ones, but they've prepared. They prepared really hard because I've given them the questions ahead of time, and we practiced two times. And so if they mess this up, that's on you guys. I've done everything I can to help you succeed. We ready? All right. Who did you meet this week, and what impact did they have on your life?
So I met this girl in my work group. Her name was Haley, and she was really nice. She helped me come out of my comfort zone, and I could really relate to her and talk to her about everything.
Throughout this whole week, I met tons of amazing friends, but there were three people in general that would really change my SSP experience. Isaac, Noel, and Jude were like my best friends there. Isaac wasn't too much or too little. He was always friendly, and we soon became best friends. Noel, on the other hand, had this thing where she was positive always, and Jude was like the happiest girl that ever walked the earth. They changed my life because they showed me that there are really people out there that share your trait and never turn you away.
What was something that you touched, tasted, saw, heard, or stepped in for the first time on this trip?
Out of everything that happened, the best part was when we went to a lake in Chiloquin. The water was cold, and I mean cold. We had to step on rocks with our bare feet to the other side, and that wasn't the thing I hadn't done the first time. It was when we went into the second part of the lake where I realized what I was in for. There was a murky side of the lake that had moss on the lake floor, and the feeling to me was awesome. Later that day, we had tons of fun exploring the area, playing cards, and eating delicious burgers.
Why did you want to be a part of this trip, and would you do it again?
I mostly wanted to come back to SSP because I really loved how fun it was to help the community, and I loved how accepting and welcoming the environment was, and I really liked meeting new people and, like Eva said, coming out of my comfort zone to meet new people, and yeah.
On your trip, what was your biggest challenge? Now we're going to get to hear from everyone on these next few questions. What was your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge was to connect with much younger people than me because they speak different languages. They use the words which I have no idea what it means. And so that was one of my challenges. And also their energy level is much higher than mine. And so keep up with them. So that was my challenge.
I think my biggest challenge this year was maybe like coming out of my comfort zone and meeting new people, because like usually I don't like people that much and I just like to like stay at home and do nothing by myself. So it's hard for me to kind of like get out of my comfort zone and meet new people and make friends and not just like stay with people I knew. That was definitely a challenge, but like once I did, I'm definitely glad I did because I met a lot of really amazing people.
Mine is kind of like the same with Claire. Like I'm a really shy person and it was really hard for me to like meet new people, but when I did, I was really happy.
I kind of had the same deal at first. Like my first thought was that I wasn't gonna make that many friends, but like I became like really popular in SSP. So like I had like three problems, I guess. I actually kind of got a rash through the whole week, and I got stung by a lot of mosquitoes and had trouble sleeping.
So for those of you that haven't been to SSP before, there are a lot of challenges. We spend our week sleeping on a gym floor. We spend our week sharing a bathroom with 30 other people. And this week there was an extra challenge. The hot water went out in the high school gym that we were staying at. We had to take cold showers all week. Despite all that, though, and I, you know, Rajiv and I had both been before, and we knew what the counselors were in for. Despite all of those challenges, we knew what the benefits were, and there were a lot of the openness of the people there, the welcoming, the acceptance. Despite all those challenges, you know, if somebody else had stepped up and wanted to go, I would have let them. But despite that, I knew that it was going to be a great week for the kids and also, you know, a great week for the counselors as well.
Where were moments that you saw God?
Oh, it's coming back for me. Okay. We had, it's always difficult to get the kids to open up. And we had in our group, we had one particular kid who just kind of wouldn't take off his cool jacket all week long. You know, I'm too cool for this. And, you know, I'm just going to make jokes about everything. And at the end of the week, we had what's called a candling ceremony. And what the way they do it at SSP, you give one person an object. In our case, we didn't have a candle, so it was a wrench. And when one person holds the wrench, they can't talk, and you go around the circle of the rest of the people in the work group, and all these people say something about that person. They're supposed to say something, you know, positive, but you know, we've been working with these people all week long, and people are, you know, they're telling the truth. They're telling what they really feel. And the kids in that group, all of us, you know, we all kind of saw through his act. And when he heard the rest of us saying very positive things about him, you know, and just saying, you know, we know that you really care about people, it was just amazing how that changed him. I wished we'd done it earlier in the week, but there was like, for the rest of the trip, I mean, this guy was really different. He saw that people saw him, and they liked him for who he really was. And you know, I think particularly for middle schoolers, which is what my group was, that's a very powerful thing for a person to realize they can be themselves, they can be who they are, and people will like them, and people, you know, respond to them. So that was just amazing, just the change that kind of came over him when he realized he could be himself and people would accept him for who he was.
I personally saw God on the evening Thursday when we had like this spiritual walk, but it wasn't really a spiritual walk because like we were, we went on this mountain and we were like talking about life, you know, like what the old people do. So.
Well, old people don't go across the mountain. That's not an old person thing.
So we went on this mountain that overlooked the Klamath Lake. It was like really beautiful and quite peaceful since like Chiloquin has a population less than 1,000. So like usually when people like decide to retire, they usually go over there. And it just felt to me as if I was meant to see God right there and right that day.
I saw God during the spirit walk too when we were doing meditation because we were looking out at the world, and I saw what God had made for us, and I really liked it.
The same as everyone else, pretty much. I saw God on the spirit walk when I was just kind of, like, meditating alone, and really when I was just kind of, like, looking out at the beautiful landscape and, like, the lake and the mountains, and it was, like, really pretty, and it was just, like, very calming, I think, and especially since, like, I'm not an extrovert at all. It was nice to just, like, have a moment alone. And I really felt like I was, like, yeah, I felt like I could see God.
Yeah, for me, I think God was present from the beginning till the end. And I saw a lot of miracles because many times when I ask Eva to clean up her room, she won't do that. But, like, there, the whole thing was pretty clean. All like we were, I think, 80 of us in that room, right, Matt, where we all slept together. And at 10 o'clock, when it is light up, within 15 minutes, everything is quiet and people are sleeping. And there is no noise, there is no chatter anymore. And so like, wow, this has to be work of God. Man cannot do it by himself or herself. And so, of course, so this was really a miracle in so many ways. Again, the way I saw kids serving one another, they were ready to jump in any task given to them. For example, like washing the dishes, they were right there. Cleaning the toilet, they were ready to do it. You know, cleaning the places and ready to serve other people. And some of the places where we were serving, they weren't really the most ideal places in terms of, you know, it was noisy, the houses were really not clean, and sometimes people were smoking inside and all that. But I saw the kids, they were ready to help people. They were ready to serve as much as they could to other people. And so it was definitely God work from the beginning till the end.
So Laura Murphy was another member who was with us on the trip. She wanted to be here so badly that she went to Germany instead. And so right now we have some of Laura's answers from the trip. Laura, what was your biggest challenge of the trip?
Well, it was the kids in my work group. I felt like they were not being inclusive or making everybody feel like they had a place at the table. So there was one day where we said nice things about everybody called the candle ceremony. And then after that, they kind of realized that they were wrong to exclude people, and their attitude toward SSB and toward others improved dramatically.
Where were moments where you saw God?
Well, at the end of the week, there was a dance party where everybody was just jamming out. And I just felt so much love, so much just inclusion. There was nobody left out. There was just, everybody was just so happy dancing to the music. Even though it was the last day there, everybody was just so happy to be with one another. I really felt God in the moment.
What is a fun memory that you had from the trip?
I would say Water Wednesday, where we went to the Klamath Springs, where there was a very, very, very cold stream we had to cross to get to the warm part of the lake where we were allowed to swim in. So we were crossing the waterfall, me, Claire, and Eva, and I think we bonded. It was really fun to try to get across to the other side. We're struggling to get through the cold water, but in the end, it was all worth it because we enjoyed the nice warm water on the other side of the lake, and we enjoyed the crystal clear water. It was really blue, so it was really, really nice.
This morning, scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 25, verse 34 through 40. I'm going to give you a second to turn there in your Bibles. If you don't have a Bible with you, there should be one in the pew back behind you. If you are reading from your bulletin that fell on the floor, or if you are reading from the pew Bible, mine says that it's on page 39. So here we are. The theme of the week was talking about a place at the table, and I'm using a super snippet, small portion of a parable that Jesus talks about, but it talks about inclusion. Raise your hand if this week you were reading Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Just me? I just skimmed it. I didn't really read it. I just skimmed it a little bit for this specifically. And he talks about this idea of radical hospitality that we cannot experience and engage Jesus without the other. And so this idea of inclusion, this idea of being together and offering to one another and outreaching to the one who is the least of these, is almost the greatest impact that we can have in ministry and as a part of our own faith development. So here we are. We're going to start on verse 34, go to 40. Then the king will say to the people on his right, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, come and possess the kingdom which has been prepared for you since the creation of the world. I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you received me in your homes, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you took me, in prison and you visited me." The righteous will then answer to him, "When, Lord, did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you in our homes, or naked and clothe you? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of these brothers of mine, you did this to me." Now, just a 30-second sermon on this verse. What's interesting about the righteous is that we can have two different perspectives of, oh, wow, I am so righteous in my connection with this verse that I don't even see how righteous I am. That everything I do is so welcoming to others that when someone asks me to recall it, it's just so second nature that I don't even see it. Or that these people are working so hard on being welcoming and extending towards others that the miscommunication that they have with Jesus is they say, "Jesus, I see you in front of me. I wasn't serving you in front of me. I was serving all these people back here. So when you say I was serving you, I wasn't serving you. I was serving them." And that's the clarification, right? That it's not, oh, I'm so good, sheep for me. It's, I work so hard on having others, providing a place at the table, that that, as a secondary thing, I'm welcoming Jesus. All right, and with that, we're going to get the student reflections.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Alan, and throughout the, my whole SSP week, many of the churches collided with one another to form Sierra Service Project's 45th anniversary. Some were curious, some were excited, and some were worried about SSP. But when I got through SSP, I realized that all three were very wrong. SSP was a place to do things that you had a passion for. There was no second guessing. It was either in or out. The day was full of surprises. Every day we had to wake up early and have breakfast, and then we would go to our work sites. Claire and I would got to go to Train Mountain, which is the longest and largest miniature railroad ever created. We helped scrape and prime an old train snowplow. Additionally, we also got to ride a train and collect pine needles and cut bushes that could cause forest fires. When we got back, it was like 4, and we had dinner after. In the evening, we sang songs together and played music. Finally was evening Devo before sleep, which was a time where a work group would sum up the theme of the day with a fun activity. Every day, we had to sleep in one gym and could have had cold showers because the showers there broke. Other days, like Wednesday, was favored by all. I enjoyed having fun at the national park with many friends, sometimes playing cards, other times talking about life. On Thursday, we had this spirit walk, though it was more like a peaceful place to meet God. We drove onto this mountain that overlooked the Klamath Lake. As the staff talked about life or helped us enjoy the rest of SSP, the scenery was great as the sun set slowly across the horizon. My favorite parts of that were giving staff the hugs and getting great compliments from my new friends. The saddest day was Friday because we were all about to leave SSP. So the staff put on a dance party. Everybody was moving like it was their last day to live. Though my speech might sound very boring, the only way to prove you that SSP is unbelievably fantastic is if you did it yourself. You'll make great friends, have an outdoor experience, and experience the most fun you ever will in an eternity. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Clara. You guys probably already know that, but I was a part of the group this year that went to SSP. It's a pretty small group, only like 4 people. Anyway, I really liked this year's SSP. It was a lot of fun. I met so many amazing people, and all of them made it such a memorable experience. I've always loved SSP because it's such an accepting and friendly environment. I love how kind and supportive all the staff there are. And this is like a huge part of why I came back, because it's just really amazing to see how many like kind and caring people there are in the world that all want to make the community and the world a better place. The project I had this year was a lot of fun. I worked at Train Mountain, which is like the world's longest miniature gauge railroad in the world. So there's like, I think 37 miles of track. And there's just like little railroads you might see at like a theme park or something that you can sit in and ride around in. So it was pretty fun. Like Alan said, we did a lot of fire prevention things there because it was pretty much in the middle of a forest. So it was very prone to fires. All the people at Train Mountain were all really sweet, and it made it like such a joy to work at. I'm very excited to come back next year, and I can't wait to see what I'll be doing.
Hi everyone, I'm Eva, and today I'm going to talk about my experience before, during, and after I went to SSP and how it made me a different person. I'm going to start off with telling you about how I felt before we got to SSP. So before the trip, I was so excited and I didn't really think about what would happen and like what we were getting ourselves into. And I was just like, it was only happiness. When I got there, I felt extremely welcomed by everyone there. I usually think of myself as a really shy person, but I felt like I could be myself around everyone there. One moment I felt deeply connected to God was during the spirit walk, where the staff members were split into 4 groups and they shared a testimony with us. I felt connected to God during the time of meditation when we were looking out into the world and I saw all that God had made for us. During the week, we talked about having a place at the table and everyone has something special to bring to the table. And I really enjoyed getting to know my work group. I felt like they helped me come out of my comfort zone. Now that SSP is over, I've had time to think about how I've changed and what I learned at SSP. And it taught me, and it not only reminded me that God has given everyone a place at the table, but it also taught me how to make other people feel welcome to God's table.
So you can see that how amazing experience our young people had. And so for next year, if you're interested in going, please talk with me or Alan, because we are looking for at least 2 adults to go, and we'll have many more young people to go. So thank you again for representing our church. Thanks, Matt, for going. I know you had a busy schedule, thank you for giving your time. Thank you so much.